Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Freedom House Report, the worst instance of religious persecution. North America, Shenyun is bringing the divine to this world. Kolkata, India, David Mattis exposes genocide of Falun Gong practitioners in China. Introducing Falun Gong to high school students in Czech Republic. Hebei man set free after procuratorate withdraws indictment against him. And Denmark, visitors to Body and Mind Expo eager to learn Falun Gong. Now for the stories. Freedom House Report, the worst instance of religious persecution. In a recent report from Freedom House, the persecution of Falun Gong in China was highlighted and analyzed in detail. 22 pages of the 142-page document focused on this severe, large-scale human rights violation. The report cited remarks from André Laliberté, a leading scholar from Ottawa University on religion in China, who said, "The Communist Party initiated the worst instance of religious persecution since the Cultural Revolution, with the clampdown against Falun Gong." Freedom House published the report, entitled The Battle for China's Spirit, on February 28, 2017. A press conference was held in the morning of that day, hosted by Carolyn Bartholomew, chair of the U.S.-China Economic and Security Review Commission. Founded in 1941, Freedom House is a U.S. government-funded, non-governmental organization with a mission of clear voice for democracy and freedom around the world. Both the full report and a 40-page overview are available for download on the organization's website. It is considered one of the most comprehensive reports from a major human rights organization. Despite Falun Gong's immense popularity, Jiang Zemin, then the CCP General Secretary and State President, decided to ban Falun Gong in 1999. Once Jiang made the arbitrary and arguably illegal decision to ban Falun Gong, and asserted his will over other members of the Politburo Standing Committee, there were few institutional or legal obstacles to stop what came next. This includes the launch of the 610 office, which then drove the nationwide suppression and demonizing propaganda. Despite 17 years of ban, tens of millions of people still practice Falun Gong in China today. Through consistent, nonviolent efforts from Falun Gong practitioners to raise awareness of and oppose the persecution, a large number of people choose to support practitioners. After the 9 commentaries on the Communist Party was published in 2004, many people joined the efforts to sever ties with the party. As of November 2016, over 255 million people inside and outside China have quit the party. The report concluded by stating that as long as the persecution policy remains in effect, Falun Gong practitioners throughout China continue to be detained, imprisoned, tortured, and sometimes killed in what is still a massive campaign of religious persecution.
North America, Shenyun is bringing the divine to this world. The New York-based Shenyun Performing Arts performed 22 shows in 7 cities in the United States and Canada on February 28 through March 5, 2017. Venues filled to capacity were common, and descriptive words such as extraordinary and inspiring were frequently heard in the interviews. Peter Kent, a member of Parliament and a former Cabinet Minister of Canada, said, "I think this entire program inspires people to think of traditional values. There are many lessons that we can learn today from ancient times, from the land of the divine. The dancers are spectacular in their movements. The costumes are very bright and always new. The orchestra is wonderful and powerfully supportive of the dance," he said. Former Toronto City Councillor John Parker, who attends the performance every year, said, "It is always an uplifting experience. It is genuinely inspiring, always very entertaining, but beyond entertaining, a spectacular experience every time. There is an optimism, a happiness, a joy that comes across in every performance, every individual, every segment of the show. That is what comes across to me, just an absolutely joyful delight." He added, without overstating it, it is an experience of bringing the divine to this world, and it is in the costumes, in the fabrics, the colors, in the spirit of the show, in the smiles on the faces, and the beauty of the performances. Alexander Neef, the general director of the Canadian Opera Company, said, "I'm so impressed by the skill of the dancers. It's really quite extraordinary. It's a feeling of vibrancy and beauty, and also it's profound. It's spiritual." He added, "You feel that there is compassion. It all has purpose, and I like that very much." Morgan Davis, president and chief banking officer at Town Bank, said, "It's a wonderful, once-in-a-lifetime theater experience that you've never seen. It's elegant, it's precise, absolutely stunning. The colors, choreography is world-class." Shenyun will continue its North America tour with March performances in Rosemont, Illinois, Las Vegas, Nevada, and Worcester, Massachusetts.
Kolkata, India. David Mattis exposes genocide of Falun Gong practitioners in China. A conference held at President Xi University in Kolkata, India, brought together experts from around the world for a discussion on genocide. The speakers included international human rights lawyer David Mattis, who presented on the persecution of Falun Gong in China and the killing of Falun Gong practitioners for their organs. The event, named the International Multidisciplinary Conference on Prevention of Mass Violence and Promotion of Tolerance, Lessons from History, was organized by the Department of History at the university and took place on February 27th and 28th, 2017. The conference was part of the celebration of the 200th year of Presidency College and its acquisition of university status. The event also commemorated the introduction of Holocaust studies as a postgraduate course for the first time in Asia, initiated by Dr. Navras Alfridi of the Department of History. The panel of eminent speakers included those from the UK, US, Canada, Australia, Austria, Israel, Bangladesh, and India. Since genocide was the theme of the conference, Mr. Mattis presented on the persecution and killing of Falun Gong practitioners in China, which he has investigated for over a decade, along with former Canadian Secretary of State for Asia-Pacific, David Kilgore. This was the first time many attendees had heard of these atrocities. David Mattis fielded many questions with facts and figures in the interactive sessions. In the concluding session on the second day, Mr. Mattis chaired a roundtable discussion among the panel of speakers. Mr. Mattis said, "A lesson I suggest we learn from this conference is that this conference at this university and the associated course the university is introducing as part of its academic program are worthwhile. South Asia owes an effort to learn the lessons of its mass killings not just for itself, but also for the world. A focus on its own past tragedies could, one would hope, help to prevent future such tragedies in the region." He added, "We look to South Asia to learn the lessons from its history of mass violence to teach us all, to help us everywhere to prevent mass violence and promote tolerance worldwide."
Introducing Falun Gong to high school students in Czech Republic. Several Falun Gong practitioners in the Czech Republic introduced the self-cultivation and meditation practice to students at František Křížek High School on March 8, 2017. The practitioners answered questions after introducing Falun Gong. Some students and teachers asked what they could do to help stop the persecution in China. They also asked how to inform politicians in Europe regarding human rights in China and whether demonstrations and marches were allowed in the country. The practitioners also taught the students the Falun Gong exercises. Two students took the initiative and led the others in learning the movements.
Hebei man set free after procuratorate withdraws indictment against him. A Wuhan City, Hebei Province resident was released on January 8, 2017, when the local procuratorate withdrew its indictment against him. Mr. Bai Jingji was arrested on August 13, 2016, for painting messages reading Falun Dafa is good and Truthfulness, Compassion, Forbearance is good. The local procuratorate soon issued a formal arrest warrant. Supporters of Mr. Bai made numerous phone calls to the police, the procuratorate, and other relevant departments, reminding them of the illegality of the Chinese Communist regime's persecution of Falun Gong, a spiritual discipline based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. The procuratorate ultimately decided to dismiss the case on January 8th. Mr. Bai became the second local Falun Gong practitioner to be set free after being arrested for their faith. Back in February 2013, another practitioner, Mr. Wang Hongliang, was released after his case was dismissed.
Denmark. Visitors to Body and Mind Expo eager to learn Falun Gong. Visitors to the 2017 Body and Mind Expo in Aalborg, Denmark, were very interested to discover Falun Gong and learn about this ancient Qigong practice from China. The three-day event, held on March 3rd through 5th at the Aalborg Congress and Culture Center, brought in crowds of people interested in health and spirituality. Many visitors were drawn to the teachings of Falun Gong and learned the Falun Gong exercises. A number of people either bought books about the practice or left their contact information in order to learn about future Falun Gong teaching sessions. Falun Gong practitioners offered an hour of free exercise instruction each day of the expo. On the second and third days, the teaching room was packed with people who wanted to learn the exercises. Helga, one of the exhibitors at the expo, was very interested in Falun Gong. He pinned a lotus flower to his shirt and carefully read through some of the books of Falun Gong teachings, then bought several of the books. After a practitioner explained the positive effects of the practice, a woman purchased the introductory book Falun Gong. The practitioner told her that she would know the meaning of life after she finished the book. The woman replied, "I know. As soon as I saw the book, I knew that I had to have it." Another visitor said that she felt a strong connection to Falun Gong's principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. If most of the people in the world could follow these principles, there would be no hatred and war, and the world would be a wonderful place, she said. Mr. Jan Langeker, another exhibitor and a speaker at the expo, already knew a lot about Falun Gong and the persecution in China. He wanted to know what he could do to help, and signed a petition calling for the Chinese regime to end the persecution and stop organ harvesting from incarcerated practitioners.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.